Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Flea markets are fun. I'm off, says Mummy Rabbit, coming down the stairs. She spots Ria and Romy looking glum. What's the matter? Dottie isn't feeling well, replies Daddy Rabbit. So they can't go to her house today. Now what shall we do? Sighs Ria. Daddy's also going to be busy. You can come with me, says Mummy Rabbit. I'm going to the summer flea market. There will be lots of stalls. It doesn't sound like fun, groans Romy, and Ria also makes a face. I have to go prepare for a work call, says Daddy Rabbit, heading into his study. Ria drags herself off the couch. Fine, she says. We might as well come. But I have my doubts. I've heard that there are more than 40 stalls at the flea market this year, says Mummy Rabbit. But Romy isn't impressed. Shopping is so boring, he says. Unless it's for toys, says Ria cheekily. Romy grins. Mummy Rabbit drives them to the location and parks the car in the open area behind. They spot a lot of red canopy tents ahead. Wow, the place is packed, says Ria. That's why you have to stay close to me, says Mummy Rabbit. Ria and Romy can't help but feel excited as they walk inside the flea market. It's bustling with activity. Everyone is scrambling about to get the best deals. Romy immediately runs over to a stall selling handicrafts. What did I just tell you? Says Mummy Rabbit sternly. You have to be with me at all times. Sorry, Mummy, says Romy, holding her hand. What are you here to buy? Asks Ria. Nothing in particular, replies Mummy Rabbit. Let's take a look around. If we like something, we can buy it. This purse is so beautiful, says Ria, as they all stop at a stall selling purses. Thank you, says Grace Goat, the owner of the stall. It's handmade. It really is pretty, says Mummy Rabbit. I'll take it. And I'll also take that one for Mossy. Thank you for purchasing from a local small business, smiles Grace Goat, handing Mummy Rabbit the purses. After browsing around for some time, Ria, Romy, and Mummy Rabbit reach a jewelry stall. I love these earrings, says Ria, holding up a pair. Can you please buy them for me? They do look beautiful on you, says Mummy Rabbit. Let's buy some for Dottie and Nani as well. Romy clicks his tongue. There's nothing for me to do, he says. Are you sure about that? Smiles Mummy Rabbit, pointing ahead. It's a bouncy castle. Moments later, Ria and Romy are bouncing happily inside the castle. I'm really thirsty, says Romy, climbing out after 20 minutes. Me too, says Ria, nodding her head. Mummy Rabbit takes them to a slushy stall. Ria gets a raspberry slushy, while Romy gets a mango one. Would you two like to attend an art workshop? Asks Mummy Rabbit, as they finish their slushies. Yes, 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 say Ria and Romy together. Mummy Rabbit leads them to an enclosure. I will be getting my nails done there, she says, pointing to a stall opposite. Please stay together inside. Ria and Romy sit on the mats along with the other children. They're excited to meet their friends, Simon Sheep and Sarah Sheep. Isn't this place amazing? Says Simon. It's magical, says Ria. I never thought a flea market would be this much fun. Today, we're going to learn how to draw a castle, says Tarun Tiger, the art instructor. The children spend the next 45 minutes drawing and coloring a castle. You all have done such a great job, says Mummy Rabbit, walking over with Mummy Sheep. Where to, next? Asks Ria, as they wave goodbye to their friends. Simon's mom told me that there are some really nice clothes on sale in that stall, replies Mummy Rabbit. Ria, Romy, and Mummy Rabbit are soon standing at the clothes stall. Mummy, what do you think of this frock? Asks Ria. It's very nice, says Mummy Rabbit. But I think this one looks better. Romy is about to complain when he spots a red rabbit t-shirt. Can we please get that? He squeals, jumping up and down. We've done quite a lot of shopping today, says Mummy Rabbit, holding up all the bags. But we haven't got anything for Daddy, says Romy. You're right, says Mummy Rabbit. I think he'll love this potted plant. I'm hungry, says Rhea, carrying Daddy Rabbit's potted plant. Can we please have some chocolate brownies with ice cream? It will be the perfect end to this wonderful day, smiles Mummy Rabbit. So as they wait to get their delicious brownies, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Rhea and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.